Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I am here with what we're calling Pultofest 2018.
What?
No,
it's not what it's called.
One of us is calling it that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Spong! Pultofest 2015?
It's Spong.
That's the wrong year.
No, stop it. All right,
it's still going on.
I shouldn't have done
That's the wrong event.
And I did. And
it's a three-year festival. Shut up.
Yeah, don't do that. Anyway, I am here. And ladies and gentlemen, first, let me introduce my crew. To my left, and gentlemen, he is back.
What?
He is the punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado, and he has been punk rocking all weekend long. Ladies and gentlemen, after 3 weeks, give it up for the one, the only, Gannon!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, Gannon is back.
Man Gannon.
Man Gannon, or Mancine. Also joining us tonight to his far left, both figuratively, literally, and...
Figure T.
We're making up words today.
Figure T.
My name is Todd. Figure T.
Figure T.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the,
the man, I pity the fool.
The comic book artist extraordinaire, the man who is the author and artist for the Kakui Project, Disco Thunder Groovebone, and by the way, he's doing a crossover called Hard Candy. No, what is it called? Thunder. Hard Thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only, Todd Bernardi in the house.
Thunder Candy.
It's G-Money, everybody. The guy that's just making up stuff.
Yeah, I'm just making up stuff. Also, joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, he is the cinema scholar. He is also the master of hard media.
He is
the cinnamon scallop, ladies and gentlemen. And he's also wearing an earring tonight, which I've never seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only, A-Rod in the house.
He doesn't even know he's wearing it. Look how puzzled he is.
In his name.
A-Rod.
I've never seen it. It's weird.
I've had it.
Really?
Is that a mark that you're a pirate?
I've seen all his piercings.
Have you now?
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
Did he pierce?
Stop. No. Hey, we're recording, and we don't want to screw this up for format. Stop
there's,
it.
There's nothing he hasn't pierced. Let's put it that way.
Also,
I think it's called a Prince Albert.
Also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru.
Different colors, too, so it's like a light bright.
If it's different colors, that means it's infected. That's, you need to get that checked out, man.
All right, Todd. He is the gaming guru. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for format. He's in the house tonight as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
And last but certainly not least, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books, and he is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles in the heart of Kahului Town. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man whose shop is right in between the sheiks with the one and only Dr. Daddy Leaks in the house tonight.
I'm not a doctor.
Yes, you are.
I give
on
that.
You are.
Daddy Leaks.
No. Stop. No, please, no.
Oh, my God, it's Daddy Leaks.
Yeah. What the hell?
Now it's stuck.
Now
you know what?
Daddy
I don't
Leaky.
Think my wife knew about that name, and now she's watching. That's great.
And last but certainly not least, he is one of my favorite people. He is also one of the pillars of the Nerd Watch, and you don't even know it. Ladies and gentlemen.
He's a pillar of the Chinese community.
He is. Give it up for the one and only Silent Sean in the house.
Silent Sean.
Silent Sean is in the house.
No microphone.
That's Chinese for I'm not wearing underwear. Prove it.
Oh, man. Well, for those of you that don't know, yes, Mrs. Seki. He is called Daddy Leaks here, and make sure that you call him that at home.
Oh, my God,
no.
It's Daddy Leaks.
Stop. What the hell is that? Stop it. You kids and your apps.
That's great. That is so good.
Seriously.
So, like, okay, I'm going to have that on standby every week now.
No,
that's great. Anyway, I want to let you guys know.
Delete.
I want to let you guys know you can listen to the Nerd Watch every single week right here live on Facebook every Tuesday night. Also, if you don't catch us live, you can also listen to us on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. And, by the way, you can download the Maya Watch app on iTunes and on the Google Play Store, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on the Maui Watch app. Now, ladies and gentlemen, It's so glad to be with you. I'm very excited. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. Thank you. Oh, maybe it isn't a new day. But first of all, before we get to the list.
He was like crawling out of his deep depression and you kind of just like.
Yeah, brought me back
in. Shushed him back in the hole.
Cannon, we haven't seen you in a while. What have you been doing?
Napping.
Or don't give me that. You had a huge weekend this weekend.
Yeah, we played two shows. We played the Sailor Jerry Festival with TSOL. Mm-hmm.
Sailor.
Sailor Jerry? Oh,
stop. I didn't say it that way.
Oh, that was him.
That was me. I'm sorry.
If it helps.
Being Sailor subliminal
Jerry.
About
Sailor
it.
Sailor Jerry.
But yes, we did.
Nice. So your group, the Minorities, did a great service for our state by playing. At
our
the
state, mm-hmm. there's a lot more bands from Oahu playing than us from. I think I represented Maui.
Oh, the county.
We're the only band from Maui there.
Nice. Yeah. Did you guys do well?
I think so.
Good.
We haven't been paid yet, but hopefully we will.
Wait, this is a paying gig?
Not as much as it costs us to get out there and do it, but yeah, we're supposed to be getting some kind of money for it.
Hey, great! Congratulations. Good for you. Mm-hmm. This band thing is really starting to pay off.
Eventually, yeah. I think I'll be able to finally retire by the time I'm 80 with this band.
That's good. Good stuff.
I feel like we can be the next Rolling Stones where we last that long.
Wow. How long was your set? I mean, there was a lot of bands. You were all right.
I think 30 minutes the first night we played. And I think we cut it short to about 20 minutes the second night we played because our singer, he couldn't keep it together. He couldn't sing.
Oh, wow.
He
crazy.
Lost his voice halfway through.
He can't sing no matter what. That's a horrible thing.
I wasn't
going to
out him on public record, but since Sean did it.
He didn't have a microphone.
Wow, he didn't have a microphone.
I didn't agree, but I didn't disagree either.
Wow. Can I ask you something? For those of you,
no,
for
you
those of the people
the
that are unaware that are listening and are watching, where can we hear some of your fantastic music?
You can't.
Oh.
The Minorities.
Our record will be coming out sometime in the fall. We just finally finished mixing, so we're sending off to mastering in the next week or so, and then by the time we get it back, we'll be able to start pressing CDs and putting it on digital. And
oh, fantastic.
So hopefully in the fall it'll finally be out. It only took us 5 years, but
so
it's getting there.
What, no vinyl?
Yeah.
You know how much it costs to just master for vinyl?
But what about all the hipsters,
we don't have enough hipsters to buy from us here.
You'd be surprised.
What kind of music are you crazy kids playing nowadays?
No, we're playing mostly electronica and dubstep.
Industrial electronica.
Really? I can't wait for this album.
We got to play music the kids like.
Good for you. Good for you. You're tapping into that mainstream.
A little bit of ukulele in there in the triangle just to make it different and weird.
Those three reggae chords, you're going to do that too?
Yeah, sure. Suspenders and
don't be stupid. We're going to have at least five.
Good for you.
Wait.
Two, I can't wait to hear this album.
You wear a lot of black for somebody who plays an ukulele all the time.
So?
It's a black ukulele.
If you're looking for his band,
never heard of
a black.
You can always follow his band, I think, on Instagram. It's called, isn't it The Minorities or something?
Yes.
The Minorities, you can follow them as well.
Or something.
Or
don't
something.
Don't mistake us for the one in the UK, because that's a Green Day cover band. That's not us.
Oh, okay, that's not you. Also,
if you watch a YouTube video of us, and we're playing an awful lot of Green Day, that's not us.
Oh, okay. But man, they're going to go, man, those guys were so good.
No, those guys aren't.
Oh, they're not.
Neither are we, but at least we're not good at our own music.
Oh, good. Good for you. I like that a lot.
You don't have to pay royalties for sucking.
So, yeah. Apparently, your wife, Dr. Leek, says that she does call you that at home.
No.
And she says it works.
Never.
He does more things at home. So, good for you. Good for you. I'm glad it's starting
to
resonate.
Are you Leeks at home?
Yeah, but did you ever see that movie with Damon Wayans?
Yes.
That's the handyman.
Nice. Big shout out to, of course, our friend. I consider him a friend, even though we haven't officially met. Mr. Ron Tattaguy. Big shout out to him for all the wonderful artwork that he does for the Nerd Watch.
He's Aaron's biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, he
really
is.
Wants something to happen for him.
Him and Carl.
But I'm going to be two seats down making sure it doesn't.
Yeah. Listen, you keep your boot on his neck.
Boots on necks forever, baby.
That's right. Boots on necks forever.
That's actually, you know what's funny is that's a very famous Antifa saying.
It is, isn't it?
And
that's
you
right.
Love it.
I do like it.
You like repeating it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, we do have to check in with the doctor, find out what prescriptions he has this week, of course, here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, every single week.
You. Just shut up.
Okay, good.
Oh my God, it's Daddy Leeks. Tell me about the comics.
God.
That's so
you
good.
You are a tech wizard.
That's so good. So good.
It's awful.
You can check him out here at 115 South Waikea Avenue every single Wednesday. It's new Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Kahului Town. So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Brian Revel is in the chat. He said, what's up?
So what's up, shout Mr. out. Revel?
Amazing Spider-Man, number 801. That's a big one.
Nice. How big is it?
Oh. That wasn't meant for a punchline.
Oh, sorry.
X-Men it's just a big movies one. Are really good.
Aquaman, 37.
That's good.
Batman, number 49. Batman, Sins of the Father, 5 of 6.
Ooh.
Batman, The Dark Prince Charming hardcover, 2 of 2.
Ooh.
I'm waiting for that one.
Yeah. Beef, number 5 of 5. I've just been liking...
Shut up.
The covers for Beef have been hilarious.
Beef is so good.
It's so good.
Black
Hammer, Age of Doom, number 3. Captain America, 704. Mm-hmm. Cave Carson has an interstellar eye, number 4.
Cool.
Curse Words, number 15. Let's see. We got the Descender trade paperback coming in.
Let's hold that for Todd.
Woo!
Todd-erick.
Hold that for Todd.
Toddly. Or is sure to be damaged by the time Todd comes here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ether, Copper Golems, number 205.
What is that?
Oh, cool.
It's Ether was its own series, and I really don't know much about it, but this is actually a spinoff from that. Mm. Todd, mm-hmm. This is usually where
oh, is this in
he has nothing.
No. Is this independent? I just read
mainstream. It's independent.
I only read mainstream.
I got nothing.
Well, that's a lie.
Oh, my God, it's Daddy Leaks. Tell me about the Black Hammer again.
you picked up the Tremendous Trump comic. And
I did. That was good.
That is an independent.
That's a great comic.
On
oh, you're
Antarctic
right.
Press.
All right. You
support Ben Dunn
you,
because
yes.
He supports Trump.
Yes, he does.
That's,
and I love him.
That's your guy. I like how I can dictate this to you and you just accept it. You're like, that's true. That's true about me.
That's true. Very true about me. All right. Go ahead.
We got Fathom Volume 7, number 1, with a Sia cover.
Yeah!
Sia is a good friend of your guys, right?
Yeah, she was at Hawaii.
She's a great artist. She's incredible.
Does she know that you're her friend?
She signed my copy of Lola.
That doesn't make you friends, Scott.
Yeah, they're not friends.
Yeah.
We're
comic friends.
I was really looking forward to meeting her. She signed the copy of my comic book, and I was on a panel with her that day. But other than that, like,
how did you get on that panel?
I was
no offense.
I was invited.
So our good friend Carl has
what
a
was
very
the panel.
It was about comic books.
He told him that he's Kurt Busiek.
Seriously, what was the panel though?
It was about being a local comic book creator. It was with Sam. And
odd jobs that you carry while not doing your comics.
Is Sia from Hawaii?
She's got like she lived on the Big Island, and she's got like cousins that live
oh,
there.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think she's.
I knew there was some kind of connection because I see.
I think she's from Seattle. She's according to her Instagram, she's been traveling a lot. So
yeah, they're not friends.
No.
Well, I just follow her on Instagram.
So her name is Sia Foam, right?
Sia Ohm.
Sia Ohm.
I don't know how to pronounce
that
wrong.
Foam?
That's
what I thought he said.
He thought her name was Foam, for real.
Sia Foam. I thought that's what I thought.
So anyway, Fathom Volume 7 is coming out. She's an incredible artist. Check out that comic. We've got it here. We've also got Gideon Falls, number 4. That's actually pretty popular. I don't know why. It's an independent comic. Green Lanterns, number 49. I mean...
That one was an accident.
Hit Girl number 5.
Yeah.
Hunt for Wolverine, Claws of a Killer number 2 of 4. Infidel number 4 of 5. Infinity Countdown Black Widow number 1. Infinity Countdown Champions number 1.
Here we go with all the Infinity comics.
Right. No, that's it.
Actually, not to jump on his thing, but since I was out there at Jerry Festival, Kaimana Yamada's artwork is featured there.
Yes.
Kaimana Yamada?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
He actually had
stuff.
A big sectional like
does
wall.
Does he do
of just
tattoos as well?
I think so because he offered to do some pieces for me, but the timing didn't work out for us while I was there.
Mm. That's cool.
He had some great art. Like,
super nice guy.
Did you tell
too.
Him that you only have Hollies do your tattoos?
Huh?
Nothing.
Wait, he's not?
No, he's not.
Oh, I can't let him touch me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Anyway,
Justice League number 2.
Oh, it's still going.
Yes, it's still going. The list is still going. Yes. Man of Steel, number 4 of 6. Let's see. New Challengers, number 2 of 6.
Mm.
Let's see. The new Rat Queens trade paperback.
Curtis Weeb.
Curtis Weeb.
Weeby.
Our good friend.
Vabay.
Vabay. That's not the correct. Rick and Morty presents Crumbopulous Michael number one.
Wow.
That's going to be hilarious.
I am in.
Get prepared for 70 new episodes of Rick and Morty.
Nice.
Tank Girl All-Stars number 104. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Universe number 23. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Urban Legends number 2, which is the re-release of the Image Run, which is finally getting completed.
Good.
Usagi Yojimbo number 4 of 7, The Hidden. Our good friend Stan Sakai. Warhammer 40K, Death Watch 204. There's a lot of RPG players.
I'm not a huge fan of the Warhammer stuff, but maybe it's an acquired
taste. The RPG guys like playing it.
Yeah.
They like the comics.
Novels tend to be better than
Do
the
they?
Comics.
Okay.
You go into greater detail about stuff.
Weapon H number 4 and X-Men Gold number 30. I think that's the wedding issue, right? Is it?
That should be it.
Yeah. Colossus and Kitty Pryde.
Yeah. Wow.
And that is your comic list.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. You guys can, of course, check out those comic books every
God, Daddy, please A-Ron's keep it going.
A-Ron's dad is in the chat. What's up, Uncle Dale?
Oh. Of course, you can check out those comics each and every week right here at Molly Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waukea Avenue. New Comic Book Wednesday every Wednesday. And if you happen to be in Lahaina Town, you can visit our partners and good friends over at Game Over Comics. Just ask for Rex or Arthur.
No, don't
over
do that.
Game Over
It'll
Comics.
Be embarrassing for them. Don't make them say that.
Game Over Comics. Just
it's
ask for
Chris
Rex.
And Aaron. Two A's no. in the A, Ron.
Ask for Rex or Aaron and tell them the Nerd Watch sent you. Also, our good friend in the chat, Carl Amano, said and wanted to ask you, Daddy Leaks, do vegans read beef?
I think just to have something to be angry about, maybe. I don't know.
And according to our good friend Dwayne Acoba,
he would ask if it was soy-based inks.
It's true. Dwayne Acoba says that Sia Foam might be moving here.
It's not foam. It's not foam.
Is okay. Are you guys kidding me, or what is it?
Sia Om.
Sia
Om.
There's no F in
Got
there.
Got it. No F in there. All right. Anyway, check it out right here, 115 South Waukea Avenue. It's our good friends. At Maui Comics.
Fathom number one. And Sia Om doing 3 different covers for that issue.
Wow.
She was at Denver Comic Con this past weekend, and she was doing sketch covers.
Oh, God. They were beautiful. Yeah.
Hey, for those of you that are watching and both listening, according to what the chat says here, it looks like the minorities
G-Money,
killed it.
You're an idiot.
Okay, fine. Well, I won't compliment your band and you what they said about you guys. According to them, they said you guys killed it in Oahu. So
who said that? Who was there?
According to Kaimana, he said you guys killed
it. He was there?
Yeah. Huh. So,
well, his art was featured there, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't see him there when I was there.
Yeah. So, anyway.
But, I mean, it was a multi-venue place, so everywhere you went in Chinatown, there was somebody else doing something. Maybe I just didn't run across him, but yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well,
he was standing with you on stage. So I don't know why you...
There's a picture of you together.
No wonder he sounded different.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's time to check in, ladies and gentlemen, with our good friend and cinema scholar. He is... this is your time to shine, Aaron. It's time
get
to
ready,
check in
Carl.
With you.
Ready, it's Carl.
Yeah, get ready. Get
he
ready, Tata Guy.
Ron Tata Guy and Carl Amano.
All right. So this this
Ron
weekend,
really
he is.
He's going to get disappointed.
Yeah. All this pressure.
Yeah, Aaron, you decided to venture into the movie theaters this weekend, and you went to go watch a film. And what was that film?
Incredibles 2.
You watched Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
And what say you on this new Pixar film?
Is he the only one who saw Incredibles 2 on this whole panel?
Todd saw it.
Was it the best Fantastic Four movie that's not a Fantastic Four movie? That people are going to keep saying that forever because they're dumb?
Well, compared to the other Fantastic Four movies. Like, it's a pretty
they're
easy competition.
They're not saying it's the best Fantastic Four movie. They're saying it's the best shot you have of a good one.
Yeah, I know.
That's very true. It's very, very
I just
true.
Hate hearing it.
All right. Hey, Ron, what did you think of it, sir?
Yeah, it's very
it's
good.
The best
it's
Fantastic Four
it's much better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm hearing what's funny is I'm hearing the exact opposite from most people. They're saying it's not as good as the first one.
Well, the family dynamics is really real.
Ah.
It's very realistic.
So does
of him staying at home and having to deal with the daughter in love with a crush on a kid in school and the son growing up and then finding the baby has superpowers.
I thought they knew that in the first movie.
No.
So yeah, how real is it?
It picks up right after.
Like, how real is it? I mean, does Mr. Incredible like beat up his wife or something? Or?
No.
No. Yes. Frozo moves in as a stepdad.
Yeah, Frozone.
Why does Uncle Frozone sleep over now?
Mom, my brother looks a lot like Uncle Frozone.
No,
no,
but sure? No, it is. It's very good.
Hey,
and the action scenes, you know, for animation is really well done.
The director, right? Is this the last film that will be credited to John Lasseter before his departure?
I believe so, yeah.
Is this it? Yeah.
Before they put that boot to the butt.
Well, no, that can't be right, because there's probably other projects that had his name on it.
Yeah,
beforehand.
But I don't like. But I think they're going to take it.
They're
out,
like
so.
Severing
if
ties
he's,
hard.
If he's involved,
they announced
to a point
his...
where his name is on contracts, they can't just take his name off like that willy nilly.
Well, technically,
unless they buy.
Well, let's
his
look
name
for
off
Brett
of
Ratner's name on anything going forward and see how true.
Brett Ratner's name is still on Wonder Woman.
True, but
on two.
Yeah, his company is.
But his name?
Rat Pack is his company.
No. But Rat Pack is, but not Brett Ratner's name, though. I think it's just Rat Pack.
Well, we'll see when the movie actually comes out. But his name was listed as a producer on Wonder Woman.
Ask AMC what they did with Chris Hardwick this weekend. Anyway.
Well, I don't want to get into that.
Yeah,
one.
I know, right?
Everybody get mad at me for my take on
it. I know. Pretty crazy. Well, we'll talk a little bit about it.
I don't want to, because everybody's going to get pissed when I have to. Everything's a political firestorm these days. I don't even want to talk about stuff anymore.
That is true. It's a good
You better
point.
Keep your mouth shut before they hashtag
it's really no point in talking about stuff anymore. You're just going to get attacked for it no matter what you say.
It's true. Anyway, getting back to the Incredibles.
Yeah, Infinity War was terrible.
Hashtag that man.
Hashtag.
And it made, like, serious money.
It made That's us. Weird. It made some serious money this weekend. Very successful for Disney and Pixar, of course. Is there anything wrong with it? Is the villain good? How is it?
The villain's terrible.
Yeah, Todd's comment earlier that the villain's weak and it's predictable. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the weakest part of the movie.
Is the villain.
Well, just, yeah, and that it's predictable that you kind of see it coming from a mile away.
Can I ask you guys something?
It plays out like a lot of Marvel movies, I guess. Like, the villains that show up to the very end.
Oh, that's why Todd hated it.
Okay. And that's where
turns
they get
out to be one of their friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is Jason Lee.
Yeah, Jason Lee.
That's where they get most of the screen time, the villain.
No,
is
no,
at
no
the
like,
very
literally
end.
Jason Lee. Not a guy that has Jason Lee.
Oh, it's literally
it's like, literally Jason Lee.
Jason Lee! You're bad.
So, can I ask the two gentlemen that did see The Incredibles this weekend? What I heard that now there is going to be a warning on The Incredibles because of some epilepsy issues.
A trigger warning.
Yeah.
No, that's not a trigger warning. That's an actual.
Apparently it triggers epilepsy in some people now. They're going to have to issue a warning about it or something.
I heard about it,
but
I don't know what. Part there.
I thought that was
it's the flashing, like when the hypnotism stuff comes on, like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that I could. Yeah.
So
that
there. So it's that. A big deal.
That
this
sounds like
scene?
It's way more fun to go to a theater. If you ask me, why are they warning people?
For those that have epilepsy and
it makes it more fun for everybody else watching the movie,
sir. Not for those that have autism.
Autism is not the same thing as epilepsy.
Are you equating autism to epilepsy?
But they're saying that's what they're saying, though, according to the warning that it affects those that have autism as well.
I was literally making a joke at their expense, and then he got offended, so I don't know how that happened.
Now you're the jerk, sir.
That's how offensive. You're still the jerk.
Yeah, that one jerk. Fight scene, I think, will get a lot of people triggered.
Will it?
It's really heavy in that one fight scene that...
John Jay, sorry to interrupt, is asking how, because I'm more interested in this, is how is the short bow?
Bow.
Hey, it was good. It was really weird.
Yeah.
Silent Sean, how do you like say weird. That? I heard it's a Chinese weird. Word.
It's the
it's talking dough.
Okay, so it's bow. It's
this lady, the lady makes the steam buns, and then the husband eats like three or four and leaves really fast, and then you can see her get sad, and then she eats like the buns that are on her plate, and she takes a bite out of one, and then it starts to cry like a baby, and she spits it out, and then it rolls over and it's got a face like a kid, and it's just there screaming, and then she raises this dumpling as her baby.
Really? A human woman does this?
Yeah, a human woman. And then at the
that
end,
that is weird.
And then at the like,
and then the husband comes home and
well,
she's
and then at the end,
overdosing.
Then at the end, she gets mad at him for dating a white girl. She and
she gets
the
mad
dumpling?
The
at
dumpling,
the dumpling.
Yeah, the dumpling,
the dumpling
home
grows
a chick.
Up, dates a white
a human
chick.
A human.
Yeah, yeah.
This bow bred dates a human.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
And then they get into a fight about it, and then the mom eats him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, because he moves out with the girl. Yeah. He like grabs all his luggage and he leaves.
And before he leaves, she
what
eats
the
him.
Hell?
She grabs him and
well,
eats
what?
Him.
To be fair, at that point, the bao has properly aged, so it's tastier.
You have completely sold me on this cartoon. This is probably the best cartoon.
Maybe this is why Lasseter was fired. And
that
all the
might be the most interesting thing I've ever heard being in a theater in, like
yeah.
forever.
Yeah. Somebody was tripping on acid someplace.
Yeah, that
why
sounds
so
like
easily,
what this cartoon is.
Why are you so easy to dismiss that as an acid trip thing? People can be weird, you know.
They can raise bow buns.
Yeah, they can.
As people.
Well, I was just asking Silent Sean because he's, you know, Chinese. How do you pronounce the name
he's
of the
you know Chinese?
How do you pronounce the name of the animated
you're one
short
of them
again?
Chinese.
Bao.
Just checking.
That sounded more Chinese than the regular pronunciation. I'm impressed.
All right, good. I'm glad I know that I have someone I can turn to for those ethnic questions.
Sean of all people.
Yeah, Sean.
He's Chinese.
Yeah. He no dumb.
he makes She Senior Coke.
He no dumb is the name of the podcast. That's good. Anyway, A-Rod, getting back to you. With Bao and The Incredibles 2, it sounds like an amazing combination. What star rating do you give it?
I give it 4. Wait,
each movie.
Yeah.
I give it 4.
You gave 4 stars to Incredibles? Yeah. What about Bao?
Probably like
Scott Bao.
I guess 3.
Scott Bao.
Scott Bao.
That's what she named the Baos.
Scott
I'll
Bao.
Name you Scott Bao.
Scott Bao.
She was watching Joni Los Chachi. She was like, "Your name is Bao."
It seems like
she doesn't know how to say Bao. She's like, "Bao."
It sounds weird enough that it could actually happen. That's the weird part. Anyway,
I almost want to see Incredibles 2 just to watch that, then
that's
walk
what
out.
I'm saying.
I will. Yes, I would.
That's
pay for
weird
that.
As hell.
I like it.
That's a great combination of Bao and
yeah.
Pepsi, I guess.
according to Kaimana, he said the way it was explained to him is that it was a cultural expressionist short film.
So it doesn't make any sense. Gotcha.
Got him.
When you put the word expressionist, that means doesn't have to make sense.
Right, it doesn't. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, a lot of people in my screen
like
didn't get it.
They didn't get it either?
We are.
Hey, we are. Todd, you went to go see this film along with your...
I give,
along with A-Ron. Nice.
I give Bao 4 uh-huh. delicious Manapuas.
What do you give The Incredibles?
The Bao did eat Bao. Like, in the thing, I was like, oh my God, he's eating his little brother.
Bao eat Bao? Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
It's a Bao eat Bao world.
Yeah, it is. So what do you give The Incredibles?
3.
3 stars?
3 stars.
Wow, Bao is better.
Bao, like, I would have given it 4 stars except for the villain problem.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. Wow. But the Jack Shack was amazing. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, stole the show.
Stole the show. And
Bao is wow, according to... Todd Bernardi.
Say
scene.
It like Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Go, Todd.
I can't do it on the spot.
Yeah, shut up. You can't. You know you can.
Bao. Bao is...
Wow.
Bao. It's so
that's good.
Good.
All right. I think that's the name of the show
it's
now.
It's delicious.
According to John J. Murakami,
I wanted to eat the little guy.
He said...
That little fella. I was like, jump in my mouth.
According to John, he said Bao is the first Pixar short directed by a woman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's pronounced woman.
You've already lost interest, haven't you?
Kind of.
You lost interest in already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoa, man. Whoa.
Awesome.
All right. Well, other than that, that was what else hit the theaters other than The Incredibles? Was there anything else?
Tag.
Oh, the tag.
But
you didn't get to see Tag.
It was going to be garbage anyway.
It'll be fun.
I want to see what...
If everybody treats that movie like that's what Hawkeye was doing during the Infinity War movie, mm-hmm. then I'll be sold.
Oh.
My favorite part about that movie is Hannibal Buress' press junket. He looks like he's having fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like his one line in the trailer. It's like, time is a construct. It's the only time I laughed in that whole trailer where he's just like, time is a construct.
Hannibal Buress is hilarious. I got to see him when he came to Maui.
Trying to synchronize watches.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
This should say something. I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart, but I think Kevin Hart is funnier than Hannibal Buress.
Oh, what? Shut your mouth.
Yeah. You're a garbage face.
Shut your mouth.
Sorry. Just let you know. Anyway.
Kevin Hart is stealing from the Eddie Murphy playbook every turn.
Whoa.
Hannibal Buress. Kevin Hart's not watching.
So true, but still. All right? I understand, but listen.
Talking smooth black guy thing. It's been done.
How dare you.
Chris Tucker did the same thing.
There can be more than one smooth
I'm not saying there can't be, but what I go for is somebody that's like, you know, reinventing the wheel a little bit.
All right.
That's
fine.
What I like.
Well, it ain't Hannibal Buress. Anyway.
Shut your lips.
You're back. So I wanted to. We saved a one.
Oh yeah, I saw Ocean's
one
8.
Topic in particular.
Ocean's 8 was terrible.
I saw Ocean's 8. That was.
That's what I keep hearing.
I don't want to say terrible.
I heard it's not
good.
That's what I heard.
Do we still have female viewers? Come on, gussy it up a bit.
Yeah.
Make it sound good.
You know the thing of it is with the Ocean's 8 thing, it's not because they're women that's bad. It's just like they're trying to do a whole new take on this Ocean's franchise. But it's exactly like Ghostbusters, where everybody's a carbon copy of that particular character from the other movie.
Who's Ving Rhames?
Cate Blanchett is clearly the Brad Pitt character. She's almost exactly like him in every way.
Really?
Kind of.
Wow.
Like pulling the, you know, small scale scams as well as, you know, trying to do elaborate heists too and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't like how Danny Ocean's just dead, which is a spoiler, but who cares? He's dead when the movie starts. Did you even see this movie?
No.
Yeah, he's dead when the movie kicks off.
You mother.
How'd he die?
They don't explain it. No, well, they make kind of a throwaway joke that he might not actually be dead. That might be his own con going on.
Yeah,
but she visits
like
him
that.
At a mausoleum. And she says, it's a throwaway line, be like, you better really be in there. So, he's probably dead, but they have a back door. Like, if they can get George Clooney back in the franchise, they could if they wanted to.
No. Well, I mean, Ocean's 13 technically was kind of a wrap up of the whole series, if you think about it, I guess.
Well, somebody pointed out that if Ocean's 8 becomes its own franchise, then you have 8, 9, 10, then 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
So you'd have them in sequence.
We get
it. Prequels!
Yeah, and then you could do Ocean's 1 through 7, which is the early years.
Well, John
Jay, I'm not suggesting they do that.
Murakami just recommended Ocean's Half, which is an all kids Ocean's.
There you go.
So they could, so the kids could do 5, 6.
They're pulling scams in kindergarten. I would actually watch that movie.
They pull an apple juice heist.
Yeah.
Girl remakes ruin everything.
That's not what makes it bad. Oh. It's just a weak movie in and of itself.
Who's directed it, by the way?
Gary Ross. It doesn't have the same punch and the same style as the other three. Like it feels like he's trying to make the Steven Soderbergh movie, but it just doesn't have the same kind of punchiness that the other movies have. I think that's what it is.
Mm. But it is his funnest movie since Pleasantville.
I guess.
He hasn't really made a...
But
he made the first Hunger Games, and that was a disappointment.
He's trying to navigate in that Steven Soderbergh universe, but it doesn't have the same snappiness.
So do you think it's like an editing thing, or... Like the shot style isn't...
Maybe it's just that he's not suited to that kind of style of filmmaking, maybe? Is the best way I can think to kind of narrow it down.
Yeah, Gary Ross does have
because
a
it has
to
the same
things.
Kind of music. It has the same kind of
yes, Francine. We should reboot the Nerd Watch with an all female cast. that I will agree with.
I'm surprised they haven't already.
Yeah, that's true. All lady.
If we
Nerd
were
Watch.
Owned by Disney or Paramount or
that's
something,
right.
we'd
that's
definitely be rebooted.
Diversity in podcasts.
Diversity.
Hashtag that.
No.
It's better than Ghostbusters.
What's the diversity in comics name, guy?
It's better than Ghostbusters 2016.
Oh, I don't remember.
Like, all right, cool. Good.
But I don't know.
That's, I don't know.
The failure of the movie has nothing to do with the fact it's an all-girl cast. It's just it doesn't have the same kind of punchiness the other movies had.
Chicks, brah. Anyway.
I didn't say that.
there is a subject that we did save for you because you wanted to talk about it. It was a big deal. We didn't make a big deal about it on the show because we wanted to save it for you.
Well, nobody else cares either.
I do.
I don't.
Yeah, see?
Yes, you do.
I heard what he said about it.
There was.
I actually watched that just that quick 5 minutes where he was like, who cares?
There was a very important movie trailer that came out for those of us that are horror fans. We are going to be seeing the continuation of the original
Space
Halloween.
Oh.
Space Force. No.
We're going to build a Death Star. We're going to make the Rebels build it.
That's right.
I just hope they put in.
We're going to make space great again. That's what we're going to do. Anyway, no. Getting back to the point. Halloween, the new Halloween trailer came out. What was your take on that? This is the one that has John Carpenter's seal of approval, I guess, or blessing. Now looking at the trailer that we've seen, what was your
take? It's a Wes Craven movie.
It sucks.
Everybody knows that.
Whoa! Huh?
It sucks.
Does it really?
No, I'm just kidding. I can kind of see why they're going the way that they are, because one of the things that irritated me from the very beginning is that they're ignoring the events of the other films.
Right.
But they have no problem borrowing elements from those other films.
Right.
Because the first thing you think of is like, okay, well, you can't get rid of the iconic you know, overalls. You can't get rid of that. You can't get rid of the mask. Can't get rid of any of that. So how does he get the overalls back? Oh, he just stops at a gas station.
Right.
And then kills a mechanic there and takes his thing. It's exactly the same thing that happens in Halloween 4.
You
see kids in the background wearing the masks from part 3. Which I loved as a touch. You know, I like that. But the thing that bothered me was that, I don't know if he's a doctor or not, but the guy that approaches Michael at the asylum and he shows him the mask.
That was dumb. I hated that.
The second I saw that, I'm like, okay, I get it's a horror movie, it's a slasher film. You have to have something that starts it. But the whole time, I'm just like, that's such a tropey thing to do.
And it's like such a tease, like, huh, you're going to wear it? Huh?
Yeah, it's just like, I wonder what's going to happen if I show him this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hated that part.
That kind of got my craw a little bit. I'm hoping in the actual movie that it's fine. It's not as lame and as hokey as it looks like in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of Jamie Lee Curtis like having 40 years to get her stuff together and be like, he's going to come after me and I'm going to be ready for him this time.
Yeah, it almost feels like
I just feel bad for people that have followed the franchise because it ignores everything. Even part 2 didn't happen in this universe.
What's that movie? It almost feels like that she's training like it's almost like a Kill Bill thing.
She has it's a whole panic room type situation. She has like a cabinet that slides out with an underground like basement place to go into.
It feels like this whole Kill Bill thing where she's getting prepared to take him on just in case. It's pretty crazy. Some of the elements were good, but there were some elements I have questions about.
Him showing him the mask, I was like, all right, I guess we have to figure out a way of how the mask is still around.
Yeah.
But I just didn't like the way it was done in the trailer. Yeah. The way it's shown in the trailer is just like, I wonder what's going to happen if we show him this.
Of course. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid.
You have to allow for certain things in slasher movies, but I like to believe in 2018 we can get past that tropey crap.
Come
up with something new. That's one of those things when I heard these guys had a unique take, there was going to be a little bit more thought put into it. But when I saw that, I was like, that's not much thought. It's the same thing you would have seen in the 80s.
The only reason it's getting a pass is because John Carpenter's on board. So I'm going to give it a pass.
But his name doesn't mean the same thing as it does. For the people that love the franchise, it does. But then people that are going to watch the movie that are casual fans, they're like, who cares about John Carpenter?
How dare they?
It's true, though. Think about it. His name doesn't carry the same weight it did like 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's not a Rob Zombie.
Whoa, dude. What the hell? Anyway, speaking of Rob, he's got his new Devil's Rejects movie coming out, The Three in Hell.
Three from Hell.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
It's going to be the Firefly
family. Where you
completely
ignore the ending of Devil's Rejects in order to have those three characters around.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Be like they go to hell and the devil sends them. It's Rob Zombie. It's probably like they go to hell and the devil sends them.
It could be. You know Rob.
I hope that it's the Tenacious D version of hell. And Dave Grohl is the devil.
Yeah, that is very true. Also, for you gents out there, at least for me, it was a big deal. We got to see the first poster for Creed 2, and not only that, trailer's coming out tonight.
Are crazy.
Yeah,
actually, let's see if it's already on.
It could. Yeah, check it out. I am a huge fan of Creed. I thought Creed was one of the best pictures of its year.
Speaking of trailers, has anybody seen the trailer for Animal World yet?
No.
It's nutty. It's like a Chinese version of Deadpool.
Uh huh.
And Michael Douglas is in it.
Oh, no, I did. The animal, the guy that's
like
a clown.
It's so weird. It looks like Ronald McDonald is Deadpool.
I saw it.
So crazy looking.
Look it up. Animal World is on YouTube.
I think I've seen some
of that
already.
It's pretty crazy.
I saw the trailer somewhere on somebody's Facebook. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I hate to leave the show on Gannon, but I have to tell you, Gannon got an opportunity or had the opportunity to see another film that we will be doing the premiere for this week, called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, I saw it.
How did you get to see it?
Hey, listen, don't ask
Chinese
dumb questions.
Bootleggers.
Yeah, so.
His relatives.
Yeah,
is that why you're friends with Sean?
Yeah.
What's Hatchet 4, by the way? Daniel Plagel said we got that, too.
Yeah, we got Hatchet 4. That is correct. Hatchet is based on the...
Is it called Hatchet 4?
No, it's called something else. I know what he's talking about,
isn't
though.
Isn't it Victor?
Yes, Victor.
I think it's just called Victor.
Yeah, it's called Victor, yeah.
Well, the character's name is Victor Crowley.
Victor Crowley.
Yeah.
But yes, Hatchet is good if you guys have never seen it before. It's really cool.
It's basically like... if you love the Friday the 13th movies, because it's Kane Hodder, so, yeah.
Speaking of
Kane Hodder, isn't it?
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. he's the Victor Crowley
he's
of the movie.
He's Victor Crowley in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also, if you're a fan of the Friday the 13th game, thanks
Don't
to,
wait for any more DLCs.
Don't wait for any more to happen with that game, thanks to, I guess, a legal dispute, and it's not Sean Cunningham.
People are going after Victor Miller about this. Victor I actually Miller. Read a lot about this story, and people are attacking
Friday the 13th. The game.
Apparently what it is that there's a clause in his contract that allows him to claim a percentage of the rights back after, I think it's 35 years.
Okay.
So he's basically doing exactly that. He has every legal right to try and claim.
Fair enough.
You know, whether it's financial or, you know, if he wants a certain amount of rights back, he has a right to go after it.
Good for
so
him.
That turned into a lawsuit between him and Sean Cunningham and whoever the hell still owns the rights. The fans are upset with him because they feel like, only all of a sudden does he want that money. But the reality of it is he couldn't go after it until this contract time lapsed.
Right.
So it's not like he all of a sudden needs money. It's just he had to wait until this time came where he have an opportunity to go after it.
Right.
Which you can get mad at him about it, but let's say any of us created something and then we signed it off and didn't realize how big it was going to be.
Yeah,
and you see
true.
It become a multi-million dollar franchise. You'd want to get a piece of that sometime
down
the road.
You know how
if you
pissed
could.
I'm going to be when this happens to this show in like 40 years?
It's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen. You might be able to get $5 for the show later.
All right.
It's definitely not going to happen until they recast us with females.
Anyway, because of that, anything new content-wise is being frozen.
Yep, it's a real shame.
Nothing. No matter if it's in production or not, it's not coming out.
Luckily, the single-player challenges came out. It's a lot of fun if you've never played Friday the 13th, and it's great multiplayer fun. One person plays Jason, and the other people play the counselors, and he has to attack them all. It's pretty crazy. It's fun stuff.
Well, you switch, too.
Oh, and you switch, too,
you
right.
You switch around.
Right.
That way it's not just one guy being the killer.
Yeah, that is very true. And then also make it...
It's basically like playing tag with your friends outside.
It is. Yeah, did you see...
Now that I think about it, it's pretty much what it is.
That's weird. Why don't you just go play tag with your friends outside?
Why would
right?
you do that when there's video games?
You said that with such...
What if you're like you're a so loner kid that just have friends?
I want to be relatable to millennials.
Yeah, you're very good, sir. Very good. Speaking of being relatable to millennials, did you see that...
Don't direct that at me.
Chris Pratt's MTV speech for
oh, yeah,
the Generation
trying to get,
Award
he's trying
is
to get
like...
future generations believe in God.
It's like... It's
so
going
like God
viral.
Is real.
Yeah, it's
and if
going
you
viral.
Like the Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll believe in him too.
I think it's a crap move, to be honest, on his part. I think it's a crap move.
Really?
He's got no business telling people what to do with their lives.
No, he doesn't. But he's but they said it was he was giving
hot
his
off
advice.
A divorce from his beautiful wife.
But
ex-wife
that's still
Anna
not
Faris.
His business to tell people to go believe in something. Either they do or they don't.
He said no because
he's like, listen, my friend Kirk Cameron helped me write this speech.
How dare you! First of all,
that man is fireproof.
He's not forcing anybody to believe anything. First of all, but it
just
is interesting.
He snorted a bunch it's of funny. Asbestos.
it's very interesting that speech went pretty viral. That's in like a day
because he's
crazy.
Never been that outspoken with it until recently.
Well, I mean, you know,
he's kind of held that back.
Space movie,
well,
superhero
I
movie?
I say
I was on One Tree Hill. My name is Chris Pratt.
Was he on One Tree Hill?
He was on one of those weird teeny shows.
Yeah, he was on like a teeny bopper show.
I didn't know that.
On One Tree Hill. But,
no, I don't know. He wasn't.
Hey,
he
Chris was. Pratt, G Money stands with you, pal. I'm with you.
I don't. If you're telling other people to believe in God,
hey, he's
number five.
He's not forcing
you have a
them.
Soul.
That's right.
Not you.
When you
have a soul,
when
do
you
not
have influence
it.
In Hollywood, when people listen to what you say and they'll be like, "Oh, if Chris Pratt said it, then I feel like I should do." Then that's an irresponsible thing to do.
But people always do that about.
But you know, the churches aren't turning
else.
People away. They're like, "Did Chris Pratt send you?" They're like, "Welcome, Guardians and Jurassic World fans."
Do you use your soapbox to tell other people to go
Welcome
to church?
Welcome to Jurassic Church.
What kind of church is this going to be? Dun, dun, dun. Like there's a lizard on the cross? I totally forgot that we were supposed
no
to talk about Jurassic Park.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I just found a chink in his armor.
Oh.
Ew,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
that. You can't say that with him here.
Sean,
I found a Sean in his
he'll
armor.
Allow it.
All right, he's going to allow it.
I found a chink in Chris Pratt's armor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a dinosaur movie.
Wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Chinese people. This guy was in a dinosaur movie. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in dinosaurs.
No.
Wait a minute. That's right.
We do. We just don't believe they existed millions of years ago.
You just believe they were made in a lab and then the bones were buried under 10 feet of soil fool people into not believing in Jesus.
I'm going to let that go because this is a comedy show. We can get into this later.
This isn't a comedy show. I take this shit very seriously.
But anyway, other than Chris Pratt going viral in the last couple of days.
Yo, Kaimana, funny story. Co-organizer with the Maui Comic Con, Ken Gardner, used to work with Chris Pratt in that same bubble gump in Lahaina when he was living out of that white van.
Yep, yep.
Ken Gardner used to hang out with his circle, same circle of friends and everybody.
Yeah, sad. I believe that not just me, but Format also had Chris Pratt serve us at the Lahaina Bubble Gump.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Format did too.
Memories.
I think he tells me that story, but yeah, I did too.
No, it's not me because I'm allergic to shellfish. But thanks.
Oh, was it not you? Well, I know it's because I was at my folks.
Did you look at him and like, this guy's gonna be the special?
I said, you know what, you guy serving my shrimp, you're gonna be somebody someday. That's what I told him.
He said,
right, yeah.
And then he went back out to his van.
You know,
and smoked
if you follow Jesus,
that's
you,
right.
You'll make it somewhere.
And he did, and he is.
And then he walked out to his Scooby-Doo
Scooby van. Van. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's exactly what he did.
Were we going to actually talk about Fallen Kingdom?
Totally
got sidetracked.
We did get sidetracked. Fallen Kingdom, was it any good?
I think I told you about this before.
Don't spoil it though, because we're watching the premiere this Thursday.
They all die. Everybody, like every single person in the movie dies.
Director?
Darth Vader turns out as the father. No. The best non-spoilery thing I can say about it is that it's somehow a cross between The Lost World and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. In terms of the tone and in terms of what the movie's trying to get at towards the end.
Whoa.
That's the best thing I can say without spoiling anything.
So is Blue like a general, and then he rises up?
No. I mean, that's spoiler territory again.
Does Blue he have a son, and the son is assumed to be a future general?
Blue is a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
Dinos, together, strong.
Females are getting casted in all the good male roles.
They were always girls since the first movie. I don't know if you guys remember that.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah, but nature finds a way to make them boys.
That's true.
That's not what they meant.
First of all, it's not nature. It's life. Life finds a way.
Life finds a way. I'm sorry.
That's right. But no, do they talk in the movie? Is that what happens?
No, no. Oh. It's nothing like that at all.
I was going to say, wow.
Again, I don't want to get into too spoilery of a thing, but it's kind of two movies in one.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the movie wraps up,
that Blue is the same voice actor as Jar Jar Binks.
That's pretty awesome.
It's all Andy Serkis. Every one of them.
Everybody's Andy Serkis. Pretty crazy. But what is it? What is the combination?
I forget what I was going to say. Already.
It's a combination of two movies. What'd you say?
Oh, it's a combination of two different movies, and then by the time the movie ends, you'll kind of get a sense that they needed to do this movie to get to another movie that they rather make.
So this is going to be a trilogy.
That's like every Marvel movie ever made.
Shut your mouth.
Well, this was designed to be a trilogy, okay, but when you see it, you'll see that they needed to get this one out of the way for this one. Yeah.
So this is going to be a trilogy.
Because it's a little hodgepodgey because, like I said, it starts off as one movie, becomes a whole other movie, and then by the time that ends, you're just like, okay, well, clearly this is what they were doing.
So are the
parents.
Yeah. So are the elements
Am
in the
I
movie
Jedi?
Good?
You're a test tube baby.
Oh, no.
Kind of yeah, kind of no, because the first half of it kind of glances over a lot just to get them off the island.
Right.
Right.
It glances through a lot. Like, it really just focuses on what their particular mission is, and then you've seen it in the trailer, so you know they get all the other dinosaurs off the island, but you don't see any of that. It just happens, and then you just assume that it was all done while they were on their mission.
Oh, this is the same island? Different island? Or?
Same island.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. So... Yeah, so they save a whole bunch of species, get them off the island. What happens after that, I don't want to spoil. You see a lot of this in the trailer.
Right.
But there is one shot.
They move them onto an ark?
Kind of.
Here's the thing.
There is a shot, and it's in the trailer, and when you watch it in the movie, you're going to be like, this only exists so you can put it in the trailer. You know exactly which scene I'm talking about if you've seen the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happens in the movie, you're going to be like, he clearly just made this to put it in a trailer.
There seemed to be kind of a, in some of the articles that I've been reading about the reviews, and maybe Aaron has seen this as well, I've noticed that they make a lot of reference to, and it seems like in the trailer too, that Bryce Dallas Howard's character feels like an activist for the dinos. Is that not
It's a logical progression for her, because when you first see her, she's kind of more on an exploitive angle of, with them, because she's there to run a park.
Right.
She doesn't really see them on the level of being animals. But
is she in sneakers this time?
Yeah, is she wearing heels?
She can run in heels.
They actually make a big deal to show her footwear in this movie.
Nice, good.
They make a big deal to show it to you because they know everybody's going to be talking about the heels and
good,
stuff.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
By the way,
I didn't tell you what kind of footwear, though, did I?
No, you didn't.
No, that'd be spoilers.
Rocket shoes.
Yeah. It's Star Wars rocket shoes.
Nice.
They're Chuck Taylor's.
I did not like Jurassic World, the first movie of Christmas.
You might not like Fallen Kingdom either, then.
Oh, then, okay, good.
You might not. Oof.
Well,
it's spiritually just like The Lost World.
Right.
But like I said, by the time the movie kind of carries on towards the end,
it's
the message of the movie turns into something else.
I thought that Vincent D'Onofrio's character in the first one was the actual hero after what everybody was doing.
He died.
So, I know.
Wait, because he's white?
No, because he does spare no expense.
Oh, and so he's conservative.
He was going to use the dinos in the original film as warriors in the stead of humans in war. And I thought, hey, what a great idea. We can bring all the humans
saving
back.
Thousands of lives and consequently
that's
ending
right.
thousands
read
more
the original Jurassic
by
Park
dinosaurs.
Yes! Yes, see?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
Would you rather not... Look, would you rather have humans fighting wars or would you have dino wars?
Have you read...
You tell
you know
me!
What? That's
I'm pretty
not
sure...
Even, it's not even racist when you say it like that because the Romans had Christians and lions. So
fair enough.
Jurassic Park should have...
Look,
Muslims and dinosaurs.
But I'm telling you, the countries you end up being at war at, they raise their own dinosaurs. We could just have dino wars. Right? On the moon.
Have you read the script for Jurassic Park 4, the original Jurassic Park 4?
Yes, I know.
Because all of this is completely ridiculous.
I know, right? Yeah, I did. So, I got you. Anyway.
The concept art for it is even better.
Oh, I want to see
the dinosaur
concept
looks like a human, but he's got a gun arm.
Oh,
yes.
A-Rod?
Michael Crichton, you genius.
Dino wars? Are you in?
Yeah, sounds better than Jurassic World.
Yes! Sweet.
Wait, you didn't like the original Jurassic World?
No, I didn't like the first one.
You didn't like the first Jurassic World? The Steven Spielberg
no,
Jurassic
that's
World?
Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Of course.
Big difference, bro.
What's the difference between Jurassic World and Jurassic
Park? Would you
Jurassic Park is great. Jurassic World sucks.
There you go. Amen. And by the way,
like
wouldn't you rather have dinos be a part of the new Space Force?
It's still better than The Lost World.
But Jurassic World is just like Jurassic
dinosaurs
Park.
In the, Space
the same
Force.
Way Force Awakens is just
dino
like a new
saucers.
Hope. So does that mean The Force Awakens sucks?
Does that mean we can
I have said
saucers?
For a long time
both
The Force Awakens
that's
sucks.
Daniel Plago
exactly
just said.
Identical to their predecessors.
It's true.
So they both suck.
I think they do.
Does Aaron believe that Force Awakens sucks? See, so already the logic is falling apart.
But I do think Jurassic World is a
terrible movie.
Compared to Jurassic Park.
Well, I mean, you know, it's no Splash 2.
I
Grease 2.
Damn right it's no Grease 2.
I said Splash 2. Do you know what the hell I was talking about?
And those
about.
Kids in that freaking Jurassic World movie, a bunch of beta male crybabies.
Have you seen Splash 2?
No.
What?
Wait, Beta Ray.
Man, you like Grease 2
Beta Ray
Splash
Bill
too.
Is in Jurassic
beta
World.
Beta males, you freak.
Beta
males.
Bill.
Beta males.
It's another conserva word for cuck.
Sorry. Yes, cuck.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to say that.
Hey, listen, I love the fact that Link is speaking my language.
What, English?
No.
The words are far more nefarious than English.
Hey, why don't you play that that Korean girl? That,
okay. No, do not play that on this show.
She's only telling you how to order a Coke.
Do not. Anyway, listen.
I'm bringing it up right now.
We have to get out of here. It's almost time for us to go, but I do want you guys to make sure to join us this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
About that time.
Aaron's going to be there. No. Gannon's going to be there. Todd Bernardi's going to be there.
Hey, before we head out.
And Alika, are we going to be there? Are you going
to
be there?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
Mother.
But hopefully we'll have some reps there. I just want to give a shout out to Walden Wong, though, who probably will be there.
Walden Wong.
The amazing artist and anchor.
Man, that guy can't draw for crap.
He's incredible. He's awesome. He's now currently working on Totally Awesome Hulk. Incredible
nice,
Hulk for Marvel.
Nice, nice.
But he sent us a bunch of signed prints. Awesome guy, super nice. And if you guys stay tuned for the after show, we'll do a giveaway, you man children.
Yeah, they are man children. Anyway, if you guys want to know something, if you guys only listen to the podcast, you can tune into Facebook Live every Tuesday night and have your opportunity to win some very special prizes here on the Nerd Watch, courtesy of Alika and, of course, My Comics and Collectibles. I really like it.
He was mentored by Art Adams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just inked it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Is he... So, question... because I may not know.
And so John Jay is right. Yeah, this was actually each character is inked by a different inker. And I think right. that Walden...
So is Walden Wong a
did
tracer?
Either Batman or Superman. Yeah, here's...
Superman, that's why this...
Yeah, oh, right. Walden Wong, yeah, Superman. So he did the...
He did the symbol.
Yeah, he did the symbol.
Oh, so he didn't draw the whole thing.
Right.
What's
so,
up?
So he's gonna hold it up for you to see. So Walden Wong's a tracer? Is that right?
He's an inker. Inker. But he's also an artist.
Oh, interesting.
Artists. Inkers are artists too, but you know, I just had to say that to appease
hashtag
you.
That. Inkers are artists too. Hashtag that. Anyway, if you guys want to win your print, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles and the Nerd Watch, stay tuned for the after show right here live on Facebook.
Friend of the store, Joe Rubenstein, did Hot Girl. Mm. That's cool.
Hot Girl?
Joe Sinnott did Flash, the legendary Joe Sinnott.
Mm-hmm.
Who else inked on this thing? Ryan Hold, I'm not familiar with. I apologize.
Ryan Hold's going to be pissed. Anyway.
you know, I'm watching this on the feed, and I'm uncomfortable with how far my hairline goes back. I didn't realize how serious it was.
I've been uncomfortable and about it. I'm really close to it. Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen,
that's
please.
That's my front hairline, though. Oh. Like my front. Front.
Hey, Todd, you do not know. Todd, stop it right now. We're on the show.
She's just teaching you how to order.
No, it's not. Anyway, listen, you guys can join us for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom this Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Maui Mall Megaplex if you're in the Maui area in Kahului. And, of course, we're going to be doing premieres, the premiere there at 7 o'clock that night, this Thursday night. Aaron's going to be there. He'll be signing autographs, so you can check it out. Yep. And hopefully, Alika, if Dr. Leaks isn't going, he'll maybe give his ticket to one of the female nerds that host on the show, maybe.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, there you go.
My
I wasn't
shaft.
Listening.
No, you said mine you would not be able. You may not go to Fallen Kingdom on Thursday.
Oh.
So maybe you can give your ticket to one of the female nerd watchers.
I want
to
go.
Oh, you do want to go? Oh, you said you didn't know. Okay, anyway, okay, so fine, he's going.
Well, I want to watch Bow. That's before Fallen Kingdom.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen and watch this show on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @_nerdwatch. And you guys can also download the podcast at iTunes, on Audioboom, and on Stitcher. And please, by all means, check out the Maya Watch app on iTunes and on Google Play Store. Where you can listen to us through the MyWatch app as well. And and please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/thenerdwatch.
Please patronize us.
And patronize us all night long. All right. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
All night long.
Yeah. if you guys are in the chat on Facebook Live, we will be doing a little bit of an after show. Stop it. Stop it. Hey, I don't want him to have to... To edit the show, you freak show.
I
know what it is. I know what you're trying to do, Todd. You just shut your mouth.
It's cola.
No, stop it.
God. I have some breaking news from Newsarama here.
Oh, you better hurry up and tell it because I run out of time.
Nuclear Man is going to be in the DC Comics universe.
Well, yeah.
As of August 8th, Brian Michael Bendis will be bringing him in.
Nice.
The Nuclear Man will be in the comic book continuity.
Technically, wouldn't Nuclear Man power Superman?
It's gonna be balls deep.
Wouldn't that?
Well, you know what's weird about that is Firestorm is kind of already known as the Nuclear Man. So, are you talking about Superman 4 Nuclear Man though?
Yeah, Superman 4 Nuclear Man.
Quest for peace.
Quest for peace.
Yeah. Quest for peace guy.
Yeah, the guy. All right. Got the silver nails.
Yeah. Sure. Mark Pillow.
I'm Facebook friends with him.
Mm-hmm. He's happy about that,
too. It's probably the highlight of his life.
I say happy birthday, and he likes it.
There you go. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We will see you guys if you listen to the show next week. Same nerd time, same nerd channel. So, for the incorrigible Todd, the punk rock superstar Gannon, and A-Ron, the cinnamon scallop, the gaming guru himself, Format, Daddy Leaks,
me,
and, of course... Bow himself, Silent Sean. I am G Money. Until next week, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy.
And shout out to Swan, the War Chief, who finally is here for our podcast after so many months.
That's a very long time. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.